Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 8th of November, 2022. Got the best technology news that went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Twitter, well, it's become basically a reality TV show ever since Mr. Musk took it over, like the Kardashians on steroids. Well, the latest saga going down, if you want to impersonate anybody, you better put parody on your account, particularly if you're impersonating Mr. Elon himself. Now, completely contradicting what Elon was saying before he bought Twitter, looks like you can get permanently banned from the platform. According to Musk, Twitter will permanently suspend account impersonators if they're not clearly labeled as parody. This is all pretty much came about because people that have those blue check marks have actually changed their accounts to impersonate Musk himself. In fact, Elon's exact tweet was saying, going forward, any Twitter handle engaging in impersonations without clearly specifying parody will be permanently suspended. Got your eyes set on that iPhone 14 Pro or maybe even the Pro Max? Well, if you see it, you better grab it, because stocks are going to be limited for a while. Apple has stated that expect longer wait times if you plan on ordering an iPhone 14 Pro or Pro Max. That's because where they make the things, yeah, the factory's on lockdown because of, COVID. Apple, in their beautifully written PR statement, said, "We continue to see strong demand for the iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max models. However, we now expect lower iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max model shipments, and customers will experience longer wait times to receive their new products." Now, according to Reuters, who reported last month, due to these lockdowns in the factories, production could actually slump by 30%, all because of China's zero COVID policy. In the meantime, Apple has already said they are shifting some production away from China and have begun making the base model in India. And finally, staying with Apple and bugs. How's that Wi-Fi working out for you? As Apple is preparing an iOS 16.1.1 update, so they can actually address these issues. Now, those of you unaware, which I'm pretty sure most of you are if you do use an iPhone, our fingers are crossed that this next update will be the one to fix it. Apple isn't actually clearly stating that it will be the one. Users have been complaining for weeks now about a widespread persistent Wi-Fi bug that actually causes an iPhone to randomly disconnect from Wi-Fi when it's left in standby, particularly in overnight scenarios, you know, like when you're asleep. Now, other than this Wi-Fi bug, there are other bugs to address as well. Users are also hoping to see a reduction in battery drain, and not to mention that slow spotlight search. Again, we don't know if it's coming in 16.1.1, so right now all we can do is hope. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Visit the official website for the British Tech Network for all of our podcasts at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And it does say British Tech. It doesn't say Elon Musk. But definitely check out our Slack room with the BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun today. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, well, believe it or not, back at your way for a special Wednesday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.